We have a winner in the Tiny Desk contest.
That is so right. And they are so good.
The band, and you can't see this at all, but the band is called Tank and the Bangas.
Tank and the Bangas.
And they're New Orleans band. 6,000 plus entries to the contest. You watched a bunch. We had judges who looked at these videos, and Tank of the Bangas won the Tiny Desk concert. I called them up on Friday. This was their response.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then later.
Yeah. 5 hours later.
Yeah, so they're going to come and play here at Tiny Desk concert, top of March. And I'm really, really psyched for them. They're going to be on an interview with the band. It's going to happen on All Things Considered. Let's play this winning song. It's really worth seeing the video and seeing the energy, seeing the interaction, playfulness between band members here in this art classroom that they overtook for a day to record this video. The song is called Quick.
Quick money.
I smell lunch.
That the laughter at the end, that you really have to see this band perform this. Watch the video on our website or find it on YouTube. They are just some of the most dynamic performers I've seen. And like you said, we watch so many of these videos, you know, you're just waiting for that one that just leaps out at you. And this one really leapt out at me when I got to it.
Yeah, every one of our judges, Trey Anastasio from Phish, and Ben Hopkins from Power Bottom, Banks, Anthony Hamilton, a number of station people, also a number of NPR member station folks, Rita Houston and others, were part of the deciding here. Every single one gave this 5 stars.
And yeah, it was unanimous. I think that's the first year where we all had exactly the same score for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tank of the Bangas, winner of the Tiny Desk Contest. What do you got, Mr. Hilton?
Yeah, let's see. Tell me if you remember this.
Oh, my God. I like that.
Do you remember this cut from, it's been a while back
now? Yeah.
The band is called Land of Talk, and this is the title track to their 2002.
And where have Land of Talk been, please?
Yes, Land of Talk. This was a record called Cloak and Cipher that came out in 2010, and this band from Montreal, they basically disappeared.
It's been 6 years.
It's 7 years.
Wow.
2010? Yeah, it's been seven years.
I think I last saw them in Austin.
Wow. This is a group fronted by Elizabeth Powell, and she explained that the break, the long break that they've had between records.
Wait a minute. Okay.
This record, this was one of our favorites of 2010. I think it was on a lot of our lists for the year's best. But she basically says that the long break was due to her being burnt out. She had just spent a lot of time on the road, a lot of time writing, recording, and she just needed a break. She did spend some time in the years off. She did spend some time writing some music, but then all these demos and everything she'd recorded on her computer, she lost everything when her computer crashed. And she was just so demoralized at that point. She's forget it.
I'm sorry to laugh, but
She said she was done. She basically retired from music, the music business certainly. And then her father got sick. He had a stroke, and she ended up going and living with him and taking care of him for a while. And it was her dad who eventually convinced her to go back to music to start working again. And here we are 7 years later, back with a follow-up. It's called Life After Youth. Mm. Love that title. Mm-hmm. It just says so much, Life After Youth. And the first cut that we're getting from it is called Inner Lover.
Who's sad you always on and brings
Okay, I really like it.
Yeah, Inner Lover, Inner Lover from Land of Talk. Elizabeth Powell says it's a song about self-determination, self-love, self-ownership. She says it's about the freedom to live and love as one chooses. Song Inner Lover from Life After Youth, a song that I completely stole from Marissa LaRusso here at NPR Music because she wanted to do a song premiere, a song we love. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I think that's called seniority.
What a great song from this new record. It is out May 19th, Life After Youth.
I'm counting down the days.
And you have for us something you didn't take from me, but
I was going to say something I did not steal from anyone. I brought a song from the band Bellows. I know you're a big fan, Bob.
I am. I'm excited. Whoops.
Bob hit the space bar on what I think might be his own album.
No, this is an old Land of Talk record.
Oh, okay.
There's a cool story about this Bellows song. Should I tell it now?
Yeah.
Okay, so Oliver Kalb, who's kind of the person behind Bellows, sent me an email. And he said, the song is called Broken Skin, and he said he's been kind of carrying around the melody and some of the lyrics for the song for a while, but it never really fit on any of the other albums he was writing. And then over this past winter, he and his mom went to this house in East New York in Brooklyn where this old lady had died, and her family was just giving away this Wurlitzer upright piano to anyone who would take it off their hands. And so Oliver and his mom took the piano, and they brought it back to Oliver's parents' house, and he started playing it, and it just was totally the missing piece that this song needed. Aww. Which I think is pretty beautiful.
It is sweet.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I like that. Good. So is this coming from a new record? What's the deal on?
It's coming out on a split at the end of April.
Is it a single, just one song?
It's two songs by Bellows and then two songs by a band called Soft Fangs out of Philly, who I think are super great. So I'm really glad these two are doing something together.
Thank you so much for bringing that.
Yeah.
I love when an instrument is sort of brought back to life. Like we were talking, was it last week, about the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, the found harmonium?
Yeah.
That they found this harmonium that someone had thrown out in the trash. I think of those instruments as being like alive, and they're like just the sad, they're so sad and lonely, and then to get to have someone breathe life into them, like, and like that piano was put on the earth to make music, and that piano had to be so grateful that he came and sat down and started making this song on it.
That's pretty great. Thanks.
Thank
Marissa.
You.
So I have a new music from an artist I know you love, Juana Molina.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
how do I not know this?
Because I kept it from you.
I just got little goosebumps. Ooh. Just crawled all over my arms. Just
could you Instagram that?
I love Juana Molina so much.
So
wow.
It's her seventh record from this Argentine musician. So Juana Molina's mom was a record collector, and the songs that she makes are all filled with so many different influences. In fact, her family spent time in Paris during the late 70s when, like, global music, the beginning of what was called world music, was really just rising, all this great African music and music from all over. And you can hear that stuff in Juana Molina's music, but she does it with this kind of eerie, spooky electronics. And the new record is called Halo. The song I'm going to play is called Kosoko. It's sort of about biting into an apple, and then there's a spell that gets cast. Pretty magical. So here we go. Juana Molina.
Thank you.
Yes! Yes! This could be the seven cups of coffee talking here, but oh my Lord, that was so perfect. That is so perfect. Really? I am so excited. I almost didn't come in today. I woke up this morning and I thought, dear God, not another CD. And then here you bring this to the table. That is
Juana
awesome.
Molina.
Juana Molina. She, there's a special place in my heart for her record Segundo, because it was one of the first things I ever discovered from this show in the year 2000, 17 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, if you can believe it. Segundo, great record too.
Top that.
Who, Talia Schlanger from XPN?
Have we got a job for you? By the way, that Juana Molina record, Halo, comes out April 28th on Cram Disc. So, Talia...
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll be at my desk if you need me.
In fact, I'm going to leave, too.
I think the connection just cut out. I can't hear you. Can't hear you guys.
Breaking up.
That's it.
So
that's
for those who don't know Talia, she is the new host of World Cafe at WXPN, an amazing show that David Dye has, he started in what is... Is but 1990 something?
1991.
Yeah, and then and has been this amazing host for so long, and it's one of the most popular music shows on public radio. And now you.
Well, yeah. It was. It was the most popular. I mean, we don't really know anymore.
Oh my! You guys are really setting me up. Okay, come on the show. Follow David Dye after 25 years, and follow Juana Molina.
There you go.
Oh,
ready?
Man, I'm tired already.
Oh. So what you? We're really happy to have you here, and we want you to
also one of the judges for the Tiny Desk contest.
That's right. Which we played at the beginning of the show. We played the winning Tank and the Bangas.
Oh, I love that video so much, and I love that song so much.
So we're filled with joy. What are you going to do?
Yay! Well, I'm here to quash all of that joy. Just kidding.
That's Robin's job.
Yeah. Robin, take a breather. I'm going to kill it. I'm really so tickled to get to talk about music with you guys. This is like this is a music nerd dream, this gig and all the things that come along with it. And also, can I just say that when we had our judging phone call for Tank and the Bangas, talking about these Tiny Desk contest entries with you guys and with the other judges involved was so inspiring, because the level of care and love that you genuinely have for musicians, like I know people who listen to the podcast can hear it on air, but it's so genuine. Even in the off hours when nobody's recording anything and you're just on a call, you just love it so much. And I really appreciate that.
Sweet. Welcome to the world.
Yes.
Thanks.
We're just trying to get ahead.
Wow.
Jesus. Go drink some coffee. Hey, Talia, how are you? You want to play some music on the show?
I really do want to play some music for you. Okay, I'm very excited about this. Back in the 90s, the band Ride from Oxford, England, put out some like pretty seminal shoegaze recordings, starting with their 1990 album Nowhere, and then 1996. You know, after treating us to this beautiful woozy shoegazy world, they broke up, and then you know kind of quasi got back together a few years ago. Anyway, last week they rode back into our lives, I guess, Ride, and put out this great song called Charm Assault, and it was like this energetic driving tune, and then. The next day, a day later, they were like, wait, there's more. I guess like two decades off the radar will do that to you. Like they're just bursting to share. And so the song that they dropped that I want to play for you guys, which I'm pretty a little bit obsessed with, is called Home is a Feeling. Mm. This is the kind of song that drops you right into a place immediately. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. And when we listen to it, this is what I picture the first time I listened to it. Feel like you're stepping off the tarmac, like you're going home to see somebody you love, and it's the moment when you step off the plane onto the tarmac, the wind is blowing in your hair, and like somebody that you love that you haven't seen for a really long time is like rushing at you, arms open. It's like a reunion hug for the ages, this song.
That's great. Uh-huh. You had Robin up until the blowing through your hair part. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I was really set to like this. But...
Sorry, Robin. Blowing through your flowy scarf? Are you a flowy scarf wearer?
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's hear a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying to Robin that during the 90s, which is when I was raising a kid, and I didn't listen to a great deal of new music, Ride was one of my very favorite bands in that period. Because what I wanted was something that was calming but somewhat challenging, and they always had both of those things. I didn't want anything really abrasive, but I wanted something that could take me, well, in this case, like you say, it's kind of takes you on a journey.
Yeah, and did they do it for you 2 decades later now?
I really like that song, yeah.
It's basically a whole generation has passed, right, since their last record. 20 years, I guess you wait long enough, your sound comes back around again, and because it sounded totally fresh to me.
Absolutely. This is a really fun pull back the curtain moment, too. Their guitarist, Andy Bell, when they put out this song, said that they recorded everything for that track in Verispeed, so either fast, like playing faster than real time or slower than real time, and then adjusted the speeds afterwards in post-production to give it that sort of like woozy, you know, mesmerizing kind of feeling.
Wait, are you saying they really played cool. it faster and then
slowed
down
studio.
The tape machine to make it the right speed? The speed that they would... Oh, my gosh. That's so wonderful.
Math.
It's exactly the way you would hope they would record something immersive, right? Yeah.
Perfect.
So they played it basically like a death metal song, I guess, and then slowed it down.
Well, I'm going to have to crank... I'm going to have to go very speed it up in Logic or some music program later.
Oh, yeah. See if there's a hidden message in there about why the band broke up in
that's
the first
right.
place. Maybe
exactly.
they snuck something
in. Bob is dead.
So they've put out 2 songs. They have an album, question mark?
Yeah, they have an album coming out in the summer, they've said, but at the rate that they're going, I imagine that they're feeling so excited to put this music out there that I bet you they'll end up leaking more stuff before the full length comes out, or at least I hope so.
That's great. I love this idea of recording it faster than you would want it. So good. Technology. It's so great to have you on the show. So anytime you have something you're really excited about, you write to me or to Robin, and we make things happen.
Oh, that's delightful. Thank you so much for having me. It's like a real major treat. And I'm excited to see you guys in D.C. next week.
And for you folks who don't know World Cafe, dig into the archive some, but also start listening to all the new episodes coming out. When do people, if they're radio or want to stream online, what time of day do they do that and day of the week?
Well, it's so tricky because we stream across the states, but you can always, our local Philly stream goes out at xpn.org from 2 to 4 p.m. every
That's
single day. And then,
Eastern.
Your local, you know, Eastern time. Yes, Eastern time. And then your local listings, whenever that is. But we've been podcasting a ton of our sessions, and worldcafe.npr.org usually has all the interviews and sessions that we do with bands, too.
Excellent.
Thanks, Talia.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys. Thanks, Bob and Robin.
Be well.
You too.
All right, cheers. Let's take a quick break, and we shall return.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Lagunitas Brewing Company, which began on a kitchen stove in Northern California in 1993. From actually getting their beer into bottles and onto the streets, Lagunitas always looks to the future. Whether it's supporting local communities by turning beer into money for the cause, or simply fueling stories and songs with IPA and other fine ales. Wherever you go, beer speaks, people mumble. Mumble along at Lagunitas.com.
Got this band called Vagabond. Got a band called Vagabond. Vagabond, this is Leticia Tamko. She's originally from Cameroon, but she grew up in New York. She just released her debut record called Infinite Worlds. We did a first listen on it. There's this great breeziness to her music. Sort of, it reminds me a lot of the music of Hospitality, especially in her voice. I think when you listen to the song I want to play, you'll hear it. Just sort of this, I don't know, kind of detached emotionally from the music, but a nice wistfulness to it. The song I want to play from Vagabond, and that's V-A-G-A-B-O-N, is called 100 Years.
Thank you.
cozy couple of minutes from Vagabond, like much of the many of the songs on this record. It's largely a little fictional vignette, a picture that she paints here. She says it was inspired by an old house that she used to pass by on this trail that she liked to walk in New York. And she says she had what she called an adrenaline daydream, where she imagined fighting to save this house from being torn down. The whole lyrics are just 100 years ago, we walked through the aqueduct to find your old home. We didn't know it was falling apart. Father will sit on his favorite couch with a TV dinner on his lap. If we sell this house, I won't go. If we stick around, they won't know. That's about it. But it's a great little moment from this record called Infinite Worlds, out now from Vagabond.
And you brought more songs to the... Songs.
Songs.
You brought so you think I know how to say all songs,
and you brought
considered.
Songs.
He brought more songs to the table. Well, she's from New York, and it just does that to me. And Vagabond's the name
Vagabond.
Of it.
Vagabond. I can't even.
Actually not right.
No.
Anyway, she you brought more songs. So I can't do it.
Look, I got more music, and this is what we're going to go out on.
Yeah, right.
J-Sum, S-O-M. This is the musical project of Melina Duterte. She's from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Back in 2015, she put some of her, I guess call them unpolished songs. She put them up on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and under the name J-Sum. And her music started getting shared around, and she picked up some traffic. And then eventually Polyvinyl Records heard it and signed her up. They re-released a batch of her songs last summer, Polyvinyl did. Then she went on the tour with Japanese Breakfast and Mitski, two artists I know you're a big fan of. And anyway, now J-Sum...
Oh, wait a minute. I think she was in our holiday play. She was the third voice.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, because you weren't in the studio when I recorded their little song that, well, we are actually on a train going to
That's right.
North Pole. Sorry, and there is a Santa Claus, but keep going.
A Santa Claus. Anyway, now J-Sum is back.
Keep going. No, don't stop.
All right. Anyway, now she's back. She's back with what they're calling her official, proper, you know, official debut full-length record. It's called Everybody Works. And it has this song on it called 1 Billion Dogs. It has this glorious bit of fuzz to it. And since we're not going to come back after the song, I'll tell you that she said that, you know, that when you listen to the song, it has sort of this great slacker vibe to it, you know, like I don't care about anything. But she says it's really based around her past experience with what she calls regular drug use. And this is a quote from her, J-Sum. She says, I was struggling with my identity and low self-esteem. So the habitual pattern and comfort of certain drugs gave me this inflated sense of self. And I've made some honest mistakes due to ignorance and lack of knowledge with usage. Also, the song itself feels cathartic to me personally, because in another sense, it's just me poking fun at myself after years of reflecting on that period of my life. Anyway, the song's called 1 Billion Dogs from J-Sum's record, Everybody Works.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
Wonderful, wonderful. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Please enjoy this fuzz.